First Line Report, news and analysis. I'm Robert Pierpoint, CBS News White House correspondent, reporting on the CBS radio network. If there's much more reshuffling around here as a result of the Watergate scandal, White House carpenters are going to have to install revolving doors. More on that in a moment.
From time to time, we've mentioned that a vice grip locking wrench is just about the handiest tool ever invented. We've told you that it's a wrench, pliers, clamp, vise, and wire cutter. But that doesn't begin to tell the story. We often list some of the dozens of jobs that vice grip makes easier. But actually, even the manufacturers of vice grip locking wrenches don't know the total story. There are many uses for vice grip that we haven't heard about. That's because vice grip users keep inventing new ways to use it. In fact, that's one of the strange and wonderful things about vice grip. It actually grows in value the longer you own and use it. Who knows? You may be an inventor yourself. Use a vice grip locking wrench for a few months and see if you don't come up with a few new ideas of your own. Vice grip is sold at tool counters everywhere, but make sure that you see the name vice grip. It's forged right in the tool. This little extra effort of making certain it's a vice grip will pay you back hundreds of times in complete satisfaction.
The day after President Nixon won such an overwhelming re-election, he startled just about everyone by announcing a reshuffling of his cabinet. As a result of Watergate, however, a lot more reshuffling has occurred than even the president expected. Chief of Staff H.R. Haldeman and Domestic Counselor John Ehrlichman, the men who set the style and pace of activity here under the president's overall direction, are gone. And their departure will probably have the most long-range effects. For the time being, Haldeman has been replaced by General Alexander Haig. A personable West Point graduate, Haig has been borrowed from his job at the Pentagon as Vice Chief of Staff of the Army. He spent 4 years here working for Henry Kissinger and performed well as a presidential envoy on several trips to Indochina. Haig is not likely to be the policymaker that Haldeman was, but more of an administrator who keeps the boss's work moving smoothly. One important difference is already apparent. Haldeman's vital role as doorkeeper to President Nixon's office gave him power even over cabinet members. He and the president finally devised a kind of super cabinet made up of three counselors, Agriculture Secretary Butts, Commerce Secretary Lynn, and Health, Education, and Welfare Secretary Weinberger, through whom the other members of the cabinet would report to the president. It was yet another layer to be placed between the president and the outside world, exactly the kind of isolation that some of Mr. Nixon's friends on Capitol Hill felt got him into such trouble in the first place. But yesterday, that plan was scrapped. With Haldeman gone, cabinet members, President Nixon told them in a meeting, will have greater access to him directly. And for the time being, at least, there won't be any super cabinet of counselors. Meantime, there have been other changes here. Counsel John Dean having resigned, his job has been taken over by two men, Leonard Garment and J. Fred Buzhardt. Garment is sometimes called the White House liberal, a New York lawyer who was in the same firm as Richard Nixon, where they became good friends despite vastly different backgrounds. Garment was given such low-level jobs here as liaison with minorities when Haldeman and Ehrlichman achieved power, is now reportedly being listened to again by the president. Buzhardt, a South Carolinian lawyer who worked for that state's conservative Senator Strom Thurmond, is moving over from the Pentagon to advise presidential aides on what they can and cannot say to investigators looking into President Nixon's relationship to the Watergate scandal. Last but far from least, John Conley has now returned with the title of special advisor to the president. True, this is not a paid job or even a full-time one. But Connolly will have an office in a building across the street from the White House, where Spiro Agnew already sits. That in itself is significant. Furthermore, Connolly is considered to have the finest-tuned political antennae in town. If he is listened to, he could be a great help to President Nixon. In fact, the president has now moved in ways that could clear himself to some degree from the terrible stains of Watergate and keep him out of such trouble in the future. But he is not clear yet. Now, this message.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the grandstand at Metropolitan Hockey Stadium observing Stanley Zudok, a longtime fan.
Hey, you defenseman, what are you doing, Dyer? Come on!
Stanley's been screaming and eating his way all through this hard-fought match.
Let's go, you guys! Come on, move it, move it!
He's getting one of those memorable upset stomachs.
Oh, I don't feel so good!
Stanley. He forgot to bring along his Alka-Seltzer, and now he's really going to need it. We repeat, do not find yourself without Alka-Seltzer like Stanley Zudok.
Kodak invites you to do something impossible today. Capture a wild and beautiful animal that you can't even touch. Hold a mountain in your hand. Have a Christmas that lasts all year. Keep your baby a baby. All you do is take a picture. Would you trust this moment to anything less than Kodak film? Pick some up soon.
Have a good day. This has been First Line Report. I'm Robert Pierpoint, CBS News, the White House.